giving a series of brief talks on the mysteries of the kingdom of God, I have already looked at the mystery of God. God is a complex unity. I have also looked at the mystery of godliness, what we can expect God to do in accordance with his character. Now I would like to look briefly at the mystery of the gospel. This is mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6. I'll read verses 17 to 20. And Paul is here talking about the armour of God. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Paul mentions here the mystery of the gospel. Gospel is taken from two Anglo-Saxon words, God-spell, God's story, the story of God. And the gospel, which has been described as the good news, is the most essential story God wants you to hear. It's the good news concerning our salvation, how we can obtain salvation. The gospel is so expansive that it has several titles in the Word of God. And using those titles, we can not only deal with the mystery of the gospel, but under its umbrella, we can deal with several other mysteries that are mentioned in the New Testament. I'll deal with the mystery of the gospel in two parts. In this first part, I'll include under the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of Christ, the mystery of God's will, and the mystery of the wisdom of God. As I said, the gospel has many titles. First and foremost, it is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's the title that is given to it in Mark chapter 1 and verse 1. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one who demonstrated the character of God, who demonstrated godliness in coming to die for our sins. It was he personally who died for our sins, who was buried, who rose again, and who is soon going to return to claim his own people. The gospel of Jesus Christ. And for that reason, we can include under the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of Christ, which is mentioned in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 4. Paul says, by which, when you read, you may understand my knowledge of the mystery of Christ. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Another of its titles is the gospel of God. That's the title given to it in Romans chapter 1 and verse 1. And that's an appropriate title because God planned our salvation before the world was even made. Ephesians 1 and verses 3 to 5 read like this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the praise of his glory. It's the gospel of God. And so we can talk about the mystery of God's will as we think about the mystery of the gospel. Ephesians 1 and verse 9 says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. God did not consult with anyone else. Before he even made the world, before man was placed upon it, he knew that man would sin, he knew that man would need a redeemer, and he planned the gospel. He planned that Christ would die, that he would rise again for our justification, that the gospel would be preached, and that those who would believe would be saved. It's the mystery of God's will. Peter tells us in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, that God is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. He wants all of us to come to a knowledge of the truth. And in his will, he will gather together his people in a day to come. Listen to these marvellous words from Ephesians chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 7, and I'll read through to verse 12. In Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. What a marvelous statement. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. The mystery of the gospel unfolds the mystery of Christ and his expression of godliness. It unfolds the mystery of God's will, that he planned our salvation, not willing that any should perish, but that all should have the opportunity of trusting in Christ. And under this heading, we can also include the mystery of the wisdom of God. That is spoken of in 1 Corinthians 2 and verses 7 to 10. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Jesus Christ has died for our sins. That is in the wisdom of God. It is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Paul was separated to this gospel. Paul used all his energy in preaching this gospel. Paul said he was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. The mystery of the gospel, it explains the mystery of Christ, the mystery of God's will, and the mystery of the wisdom of God. May God bless his word to your heart.